This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, September 24th, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we spend some time with the Arkansas Griffins, a men's rugby club based in Northwest Arkansas. Plus, singer-songwriter Jay Wagner stops by the studio for a conversation and a performance. And our own Ithi Agnihotri-Madolker bids us a bittersweet goodbye. All that and more, but first, numbers released Friday show Arkansas's unemployment rate last month remained the same as the month before, holding steady at 7.3%. Kimberly Friedman is a spokeswoman for the Arkansas Workforce Services Department.
The civilian labor force did contract and got smaller in August, but the declines in both employment and unemployment were enough to actually cause the rate to remain the same. This isn't anything, you know, alarming or anything actually out of the ordinary for August. Over the last 10 years, the rate here in Arkansas for the month of August actually has stayed the same six different times. So this is nothing out of the ordinary.
The national unemployment rate fell by 0.2 percentage point from 8.3% in July to 8.1% in August. Two street improvement projects in Rogers are moving forward, though property acquisitions are still ongoing. The improvement of Montanay Road between New Hope Road and the downtown area is split into two portions. According to planning documents from the city's website, the southern portion of the project ends just south of Pinion and Gum Streets and will expand the roadway from two lanes to four and include sidewalk improvements. Steve Glass is the city's director of planning and transportation.
The northern portion of it will be more like a boulevard, kind of a gateway or an entryway into the city. There are some dangerous curves and intersections that we have on the existing Montanay Road. That'll be straightened out, which was actually going to involve rerouting the road and buying some homes. But it's when we're through, we'll have a nice boulevard there. We'll have some nice safe turns and radiuses so you can get into the city.
Glass says the current goal with the project is to acquire the necessary properties for the project so that utilities can be relocated. He says the project could take up to 2 years to complete, and he hopes construction will start next summer. In total, the Montanay expansion project is estimated to cost about $16 million. But Montanay Road is not the only street improvement project the city is working on. City planners are also working on an expansion project for First Street between West Ulrich and Arkansas Streets.
We've got more property required on the Montanay. We've been working on that one. We're just really starting on the First Street. The design is pretty much complete, probably 95% on this First Street project, and we're just now starting to acquire the properties. So we're not as far along on that, but they should be easier to acquire. There's only a couple of houses that we're actually having to take.
Glass says the Arkansas State Highway Transportation Department is considering including First Street as part of a larger eastern north-south corridor between U.S. Highway 62 in Benton County and Arkansas Highway 16 in Washington County. Though the actual route of the eastern bypass is not finalized, the city will construct the First Street improvements to comply with road construction standards set by the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials.
There's really not that much difference. We widened it to five lanes. You have a lot of truck traffic through there, a lot of trucking companies that are down in that area, and so it makes sense to go ahead and widen it. But there are some things like radiuses and section, cross-section and materials and stuff that the highway department uses that we're adding into that just in case they decide to go that route.
Both improvement projects are part of a $135 million bond issue that residents voted on in September of 2011. Of the total bond money, $102 million were designated to go towards street improvements. The Northwest Arkansas Food Bank last week received some help from employees at the Nielsen office in Bentonville. Melissa Vest is the food bank's development director.
I believe that for their one day afternoon for their office, it was around $160, which at the food bank, whenever you donate a dollar, it buys five meals for people in need.
Vest says the $160 collected at the Nielsen office can provide about 800 meals for people in need. The money was collected as part of a fundraising program operated by the food bank called Share Your Lunch Money.
We have piggy banks for offices in the local area to give up their lunch money for a day, a week, month, whatever they would like to do.
To make every dollar the food bank receives pay for five meals, Vest says the organization has a few ways it can keep costs down.
We are actually part of the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance, and we are a Feeding America food bank. And so we're able to pull our resources as well as purchase food on the secondary market and buy the truckload. So whenever we buy in bulk like that or split bulk orders, then we're able to buy a lot more and have purchasing power that an individual wouldn't.
Vest says going into the holiday months, any assistance the food bank can receive is appreciated. According to figures released today by the University of Arkansas College of Engineering, a record number of students enrolled in the college again this year. The college reported that 2,726 undergraduate students are enrolled in the engineering school, representing a 73% enrollment increase since 2007. That enrollment total includes a record-breaking 775 freshmen, a nearly 12% increase over fall 2011 numbers. The Razorback women's soccer team tied 1-1 in double overtime against South Carolina yesterday at Razorback Field in Fayetteville. Including a 3-2 win over number 18 team Kentucky, the Razorbacks have won 4, lost 5, and tied 1 overall. But in Southeastern Conference play, the team has won 1, lost 2, and tied 1. The Hogs will return to the road this week, playing at Tennessee Friday and then at Florida on Sunday. The Razorback volleyball team added another win to its total over the weekend, winning in 3 sets over Georgia in Athens. With the win, the team improved to 2-1 in conference play and 11-3 overall. The team will return home for the coming weekend, facing Auburn and LSU. In track and field action, the U of A cross-country team finished 2nd Saturday morning at the Virginia Panorama Farms Invitational in Earliesville, Virginia. The Razorbacks had runners place 1st, 3rd, and 5th in the 8K. Arkansas will return to the track in 3 weeks on October 12th at the Wisconsin Adidas Invitational in Madison, Wisconsin, and on October 13th at the Chili Pepper Festival in Fayetteville. And the Razorback golf team finished the first round of the P&G Golf Week preview on Sunday, tied for 6th place in team standings. Freshman Taylor Moore shot 2 under par to tie for 2nd place in the individual rankings. The number 7 Razorbacks continue into round 2 today at the Capital City Club, paired against golfers from Washington and California. Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a low of 70 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley and a low of 64 and a 20% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow, there is a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms with a high of 86 degrees in northwest Arkansas. Expect clear skies in the Arkansas River Valley with a high of 93 degrees. Tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 72 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley and a low of 64 degrees and a 20% chance of rain in northwest Arkansas.